This is Bob Hirsch, head of the radio TV department here at Long Beach City College, and you're listening to The Kitchen Sink on KLBC in Long Beach.
Emmy Award-winning director and head of the radio TV program here at Long Beach City College, Mr. Bob Hirsch, kicking off this 28th KLBC episode of The Kitchen Sink, the first TKS episode of the 2016 spring semester, and we're closing out the month with Valentine's still on my mind. It's more songs for lovers, the Hoodoo Gurus setting the tone with Bittersweet. I hope you're ready, ending your work week the right way. With the best mix, the most diverse mix of music for lovers that you will hear anywhere. Back into our first set. I am Christopher Floyd, your host. And you are listening to...
May I ask you a question?
The Kitchen Sink.
What do you think of me?
What do you mean?
You've known me nearly all your life. You must have formed some opinion of me.
Well, I always thought that you were a very nice person.
Did you know I was an alcoholic?
What?
Did you know that?
Look, I think I should be going.
Sit down, Benjamin.
Mrs. Robinson, if you don't mind my saying so, this conversation is getting a little strange. Now, I'm sure that Mr. Robinson will be here any minute now.
No.
What?
My husband will be back quite late. He should be gone for several hours.
Oh, my God.
Pardon?
Oh, no, Mrs. Robinson. Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Mrs. Robinson, you didn't expect...
What?
I mean, you didn't really think I'd do something like that.
Like what?
What do you think?
Well, I don't know.
For God's sake, Mrs. Robinson. Here we are. You got me into your house. You give me a drink. You put on music. Now you start opening up your personal life to me and tell me your husband won't be home for hours.
So?
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me. Aren't you?
I feel a sin coming on. I feel a wrath that's about to go wrong. I got a shiver down to the bone. I feel a seeing coming on. I got a buzz in my brain. Drunk on a low, going down like champagne. I got a feeling it's gonna leave a lipstick stain, and I'll be the only one to blame. And you can see it all over my face. Sweet temptation all over the place. Give me tall, dark, and handsome. Mix it up with some strong. I feel the sea.
She's my daughter.
I said I want the truth.
She's my sister. She's my daughter. My sister, my daughter.
I said I want the truth. No!
She's my sister and my daughter.
Now, tell me, all of it, tell me, yes!
I know it's difficult to stay in touch at times doing all the things that we need to do, but whether you are listening live or enjoying the podcast version, I can't say it enough. Thank you for logging on, for giving a listen, and spending some quality time. Anne Bancroft and Dustin Hoffman from The Graduate and Nine Inch Nails' Get Down, Make Love, the Kitchen Sink Chinatown remix featuring Faye Dunaway and Jack Nicholson to close the opening set. To those of you out there watching online, I'm sure you may have noticed our stream has changed. Thanks go out to KLBC Radio Operations Manager Lex Sewell for turning us on to Twitch and saving us $1,200 in the process. I hope everything looks and sounds good out there on your end. For those of you enjoying this Lovers Edition of The Kitchen Sink orally, please go to twitch.tv/KLBC Radio when opportunity presents and check out the new digs. Time to delve a little bit deeper. A stimulating set of music on the way. This is College Radio, truly underground radio, on KLBC.org.
I want to see you again.
Well, I hope so. We'll do that soon. I have to go.
Can I go with you where you're going? Where do you have to be?
I've actually got to be right here. Oh, Christ, what time is it?
What is it?
Look. You remember Joey from last night?
Your friend.
The guy in the bow tie. Slowly look over my left shoulder and tell me if you see him.
Yes, he's just crossing the street.
Oh, Christ.
What is it?
There's a bit that I'm supposed to do here. Okay, I'm gonna call you. Soon.
Let me do this with you.
No, babe, goodbye. You're getting into the frame-up.
Let me do this with you.
No, this is not a game. We're about to sting this guy.
I'll do it with you, please. Let me do it with you. Just tell me what to do.
Oh, babe, you're mucking up my timing. Come on. You're my wife. You follow my cue. Whatever I do, don't volunteer anything.
Heck!
However strange things seem, keep your mouth shut.
Does it?
I'm thinking. You want to be here? You want to be with me?
His name is Julian Kay.
So what do you expect?
His business is pleasure.
Hello, Judy. You're very sexy lady. You're a good-looking woman. You're gonna like me. I can tell. We're gonna have a lot of fun.
He is the American Gigolo.
Hello, girls.
How about you?
How do you do it, Julian? How do you seduce all these women?
Body love the body, my body love the body, I'm body.
New Manhattan.
I said, hey, pal, this ain't no drive-thru. Do you believe some people?
Hey. Hey. I know you hear me, pal.
Anybody need anything down here? Everybody good? Good?
Jesus Christ. Who's a girl got a suck around here to get a drink?
This is Rev Do, baby. You're listening to The Kitchen Sink on KLBC.org.
The moment I meet an attractive woman, I have to start pretending I've no desire to make love to her.
What makes you think you have to conceal it?
She might find the idea objectionable.
Then again, she might not.
Think how lucky I am to have been seated here.
Well, luck had nothing to do with it.
Fate?
I tipped the steward $5 to seat you here if you should come in.
Is that a proposition?
I never discuss love on an empty stomach.
You've already eaten.
But you haven't.
Don't you think it's time we were introduced?
I'm Eve Kendall. I'm 26 and unmarried. Now you know everything.
Tell me, what do you do besides lure men to their doom on the 20th Century Limited?
Thank you. friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they know all that use me stuff. I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, boy, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me. He told me that I ought not to let you just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through, I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. Sometimes that's true, you really do abuse me. You get me in a crowd of high class people, and then you act real rude to me. But oh baby, 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 when you love me I can't get enough. I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. Talking about you, let people, it all depends on what you do. It ain't too bad the way you use me, cause I sure am you.
This is Jason Cordero from The Things. You're listening to KLBC in Long Beach.
Something for you size queens out there. A big old long one. Nearly 25 minutes of mostly uninterrupted love that began with Lindsay Krause and Joe Mantegna from House of Games with a clip I call The Setup. That led us right into Carly Simon, Nobody Does It Better, the trailer for American Gigolo. The trailer for American Gigolo. American Jello, right. The Village People, Macho Man. Liz Phair, Supernova, Linda Fiorentino from The Last Seduction, Cary Grant and Eva Marie Saint, with the infamous train scene from Hitchcock's North by Northwest, The Eurythmics, Who's That Girl, and Bill Withers with Use Me. You can find the station on Facebook at KLBC Radio. Come like us on Twitter and Instagram at KLBC Radio. And now on Twitch at twitch.tv/KLBC Radio. twitch.tv/KLBC Radio. Whew. As for the show, you can access the entire TKS catalog by going to kitchensinkradio.podomatic.com, kitchensinkradio.podomatic.com. Get yourself caught up. One more set to go before I get on out of here. And before I do, Thank you again for sharing a part of your Friday evening with me. I know you have other musical options out there, and I'll keep trying my best to give you an excuse to come on back for more Tom Petty and Donna Summer to close the show, where it's all about the love. I am Christopher Floyd, your host, and you have been listening to The Kitchen Sink. Good night, everybody.
Told me goodbye. So don't think about it. You can go crazy. Anything can happen. Anything can end. Don't try to fight it. Don't try to save me. She's the woman in love. Try to talk, don't say nothing. She used to be the kind of woman you had in your home. She could understand a problem. She let the little things go. She's a woman in love.
80 grand back? I can't give it back. I split it up.
I gave you my trust.
Of course you gave me your trust. That's what I do for a living. You asked me what I did for a living. This is it. Look, look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I hurt you. Really. You're a good kid. Now, whatever it is you feel that you have to do.
Sit down, please.
I'd love to, but
I said to sit down.
What are you going to do? Go to the cops?
I may.
And tell them what? What are you going to tell them, stud? That the author of the best-selling Driven, A Guide to Compulsive Behavior, gave her fortune away to some con man? You see my point? But we've had fun. You must say that.
I said to sit down. If you walk out that door, I'm going to kill you.
I don't believe you.
What is life without adventure?
What? What do you want me to do?
You took my money.
How naughty of me.
You raped me.
Is that what I did?
You took me under false pretenses.
Golly, Margaret, well, that's just what happened then, isn't it? Okay, look, you got stung and you're hurt. I can understand that. You're stuck in your steamer.
I want to know how you could do what you did to me.
It wasn't personal, okay? And funny as that sounds, I'm sorry that it happened. But it did. And we've all got to live in an imperfect world.
You used me.
I used you. I did. I'm sorry. And you learn some things about yourself that you'd rather not know. I'm sorry for that, too. You say I acted atrociously. Yes, I did. I do it for a living.
You sit down.
You can't bluff someone who's not paying attention. Are you nuts? What, are you nuts?
I want you to beg me.
What, are you gonna kill me and then go to jail? All that stuff you're trying so hard to protect? You're gonna give that up?
Not my pistol. I was never here. Beg for your life or I'm going to kill you.
Hey, no.
I can't help it. I'm out of control.
Hey, no, I...
Beg me for your life.
This is what you always wanted, you thief. You always need to get caught because you know you're bad. I never hurt anybody. I never shot anybody. You sought this out. This is what you always wanted. I knew it the first time you came in. You're worthless, you know it?